I don't know why I went on Twitter, but I went on there and they said something about AOC lying. It's like, why are you shocked? If AOC is gaslighting herself, she's going to go into more delusions, people. Why are you shocked that liberals lie? They lie to themselves every day, every moment of every day. They want to change traditional marriage. They want to change life to death, abortion. They want to do wrong and get us to okay it and get God to okay it, get the universe to okay it. And they support each other because they're all evil. They enable each other with lies because they're all liars. Do you understand what's going on here? It's just like a family who enables their little child to do wrong, you know? So the child is lying and getting in trouble. As they get older, they treat them like a child. I've seen it. 30-some years old, and they enable their child to do wrong. The child gets married even, and they still try to avoid consequence for their own child. They enable their insanity and think it's okay. It's wild stuff, people. If you enable a liar, if you enable a delusional person, they get worse. They get worse. Just like these corporations are enabled to do wrong. Amazon stole 61 million or billion. I don't know if it's billion, but at least $61 million of tips from their drivers. It says, oh, we need it for our expenses. Yeah, right. We'll figure out your own expenses. But why steal it from people? Just like you had that bank. What was the name of that bank? They enable them to do wrong out of some kind of fake love. It's not even love. It's just, it's more of a scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, or something like that. It's more of a, we gotta help somebody who's a goat, you know. The goats help the goats, you know. What was the name of that bank? I always forget it. Every time I think about it, I always forget it. I don't remember. I want it seared into my mind. That bank was doing evil. Chase Bank did evil. They all have done evil. And so the corporate system enables itself to do more evil. They enable each other. You're in a dead system. Do you understand that you're in a dead system? Now, the grace of God talks about the grace of life. But this system is dead. It's a 666 cube dead system that enables itself to continue in its insanity. The God of this world has deceived the whole world, and he's going to do it again after the millennium. I sought the truth my whole life because I knew something wasn't right. People around me were crazy. They were actually insane. And so I would listen to their words and they would all just repeat little sayings. You couldn't have a conversation. You still can't. It's even worse now than it was. You couldn't just have a normal conversation. They're just short sitcom. They just speak in little sitcom type mindsets. They heard it from somebody. They didn't really think about it. We came from apes. No, we didn't. Who told you that? Why do you believe that? What are you talking about? They just come up with these weird ideas that they never even thought about. Never did the research, never thought about it, never compared truths with lies. You know, they just believe what they heard. We went to the moon. Really? We're going to Mars. Stupid. Why would you want to leave Earth full of water? You're from the Earth. Why are you going to leave the Earth? It's just stupid stuff. One thing after another. You got to work hard for the man to get ahead. You're not going to get ahead by working hard. You're going to get ahead by investing. These people have lied to themselves, and they're going to continue to promote the lie. All she's doing, all AOC's doing, is trying to make people feel sorry for her so that they all attack conservatives. That's all. I've seen them try to come through the threshold. They try to cross your threshold with their lies, their insanity, their false doctrine, their false teaching, their Pentecostalism. If you marry one of them, the mother-in-law and the brother-in-law and all that, sister-in-law, try to bring in false teaching into your house. And when you kick them out, they think you're mean. Get out of my house with your lies. Get out. You pick them up, you sit them outside, and they say, you're mean. No, you're mean for teaching lies, trying to get me to believe a lie. Zip it. I don't want to hear your false doctrine. I don't want to hear your illogical thinking. I don't want to hear you say we can lose your salvation when you can't. Eternal life is eternal, not temporary. Who told you you could lose your salvation? Did you research it yourself? Where'd you learn that from? It ain't Bible. You're sealed until the day of redemption. Why are you going to teach you can lose your salvation? Because you're a liar. Because you're ignorant. You're ignorant. If you teach you can lose your salvation, it's because you're contrary to the scripture and you got a demon. If they speak not according to this word, there's no light in them. If you try to change marriage, you got a demon. You try to change the word abortion, which is murder, into, change the word murder into abortion, you got a demon.
Yeah,
too many people sitting down. I'll come back.
I'm sorry.
They're all just doing nothing. I don't support lazy people. I'm not going to support my money with lazy. Let me say that again. I'm not going to support lazy people with my money. I'm not going to support lazy. I'm not going to support disrespectful and insanity. I'm just not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to support Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. It's all lies, people. And when you start putting your money where the truth is, things gonna change. When you start putting your money where people are normal, things are gonna change. I'm not gonna support them. I'm not gonna support lazy. I'm not gonna support stupid. I'm not gonna support false doctrine. I'm not gonna support lies. I'm not gonna put my money where you got a bunch of idiots. I'm not gonna do it. Seriously, that's what this thing's run on, right? Commerce. So you start putting your money where the truth is, things are gonna change. Let them all, if they chose to go to hell, it's their choice. Let them go to hell in a handbasket with each other. They choose it. They reject the truth. It's their choice, people. It's their choice. It's their choice. You know how much peace you get when you kick a liar out of your house? It's peace like a river. And once you have one or two liars try to get in your house and you realize what you're dealing with a painted face liar. You don't let them back in. And you test them. You try the spirits. You test them. If they're gaslighting themselves, then they're going to gaslight everybody around them. And if you don't believe their lies, you become an enemy of their bubble world. And they will cast you out of their little bubble world because you're not believing their lies. You're not supporting their lies. That's what's happening, people. And it's happening in institutions, in churches, in families, in denominations. It's happening in politics. It's happening in so many places, it's not even funny. Once you really get serious about it, some of your friends you have to cut off that you were raised around, and over time, it was obvious they wanted to choose the lie. They believed the lie. Told you what the root of all movies are. You don't even have to support the lies of these movies. All movies go back to the cross. All love stories, the cross. All horror stories, the cross. Everything goes back to the cross. And so the movies, there's no new movie. They can write a new script, put a new face, but it's still the same old story. Sacrificial redemptive system, socialism is a lie, and no nation is a true socialist nation because all nations trade amongst each other. All nations trade amongst each other, and so they're all capitalist. So the socialism is a lie.